Dad, I need help.
The voice on the other end of the telephone line was tremulous, on the edge of frantic. He sounded like a little boy who somehow got in over his head, but was still playing at being big, which was usually the case. Andy, what's wrong? I asked him. Are you all right? He laughed. He might have been trying for sarcasm, but all that came out was a nervous, forced sound.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
What's the matter?
I'm at the hospital.
A stab of fear hit me in the gut. Are you hurt?
Not bad. Just beat up. Trevor's worse.
Who's Trevor?
My best friend.
I pressed my lips together and suppressed a sigh. I didn't know.
Yeah, well, there's a lot you don't know.
That wasn't a conversation I wanted to have over the phone. Which hospital?
Sacred Heart,
he replied. I'll come get you. He was waiting outside the ER when I pulled up. I reached across and unlocked the passenger door of my truck, and he slid in. The blonde tips of his black hair hung past his collar and covered his eyes. He slammed the door and cast a sideways glance at me.
Thanks,
he muttered, pushing his hair out of his face. Sure, I answered. He looked thinner than the most recent picture I had of him. His mother's features dominated his face, especially in his large blue eyes and thin, elfish nose. A large purple bruise spread across his left cheek, and a small bandage covered a cut on his chin. My eyes narrowed. He had my chin. I'd never noticed before. I drove and said nothing. After a few blocks, he cleared his throat.
I didn't know who else to call.
It's all right, I told him. You did the right thing. He scowled and looked away. I turned into a diner and parked. Let's get some coffee. Inside, I waited until the waitress had filled both cups and walked away before asking, What's going on? Andy stared down at his coffee and shifted in his seat. What kind of trouble are you in? I asked him, my stomach uneasy. He sipped his coffee and looked away. I stared at the bruise on his cheek. Andy, I can't help you if you don't talk to me. He clenched his jaw. You called me. His eyes snapped to mine.
Yeah, well, maybe that was a mistake.
I shrugged. That's for you to decide. Do you want my help or not? He regarded me for a long moment over the top of the table. I saw anger and hurt in his eyes over all the missed birthdays and Christmases, but mostly I saw fear. Finally, he sighed and looked back at his coffee.
We screwed up, he mumbled.